USA Radio News.
We receive the body of our brother George for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, the giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of saints.
The prayer as George H.W. Bush arrives at the Washington National Cathedral. The funeral began with presidential historian and author John Meacham memorializing our 41st president.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father. He governed with virtues that most closely resemble those of Washington and of Adams, of T.R. and of F.D.R., of Truman and of Eisenhower, of men who believed in causes larger than themselves.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could get no jail time. At least that's what Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommended. Mueller said Flynn is cooperating with the government and should receive a light sentence for lying to the FBI. Folks across the nation are continuing to remember former President George H.W. Bush. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst remembers her time from when she was a commander in the military under H.W. Bush.
He protected the Kuwaiti people, drove the Iraqis and Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, and they very much saw George Bush as a liberator.
At least 11 different brands of dog food are being recalled due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. Veterinarian Cheyenne Sims was on NBC explaining some of the symptoms you may see if your dog has been exposed.
Just lethargy, you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
One of the more memorable things people remember about former President George H.W. Bush was when he shaved his head to support a 2-year-old boy, a Secret Service member's son who was recently diagnosed with leukemia. That boy's father, Ron Rowe, was still a member of the Secret Service. He tells Fox News what it's like to protect a president.
This is a national special security event and something that we're prepared for, we're built for. We certainly hope we never receive this call, but we did. And so now we've gone into mobilizing our plan. And when somebody is with us for 38 years, you do develop that bond. We see them, you know, after the lights and after the camera and after the glitz and glamour of the presidency has left, and they're in private life, and we see them as who they are, and their grandfathers and grandmothers and fathers and mothers. And for us, we're just honored to be allowed to be given access to their private lives, and we certainly cherish it. And we provide not only protection for them physically, but also to protect their private life and respect their own personal matters.
The Justice Department will try to convince a federal court this week that the AT&T merger with Time Warner is bad for consumers. The department's antitrust division will argue to the U.S. Court of Appeals that the lower court was wrong to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner for $85 billion just over 6 months ago. The court is expected to rule at the end of February. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.